You're listening to the Geocaching Podcast, a podcast about everything geocaching, where you'll hear tips and tricks, interviews with cachers, and lots more. Welcome to episode 81 of the Geocaching Podcast. I'm your host, XPunkX, with
Monty Ryder.
If you want to participate in our show tonight, you can call us at 724-444-7444, and our TalkCast ID is 7525. Just call and press star 8 to request a talk. Tonight we're going to be talking about geocaching vehicles. You can also be in our chat room and participate with our other live listeners, and that can be found at www.geocachingpodcast.info. Just click the Join Now to Participate button on the right. If you're listening to this in your iPod or in your Zune or anything else later in the week and you have any comments about our show or any of our shows, we have a voicemail line. That number is 206-350-3GPS. And we have a Twitter account, which you can find lots of useful information on the podcast, and that's twitter.com/GCPodcast. Well, Monty, I have to say, it's kind of weird this week. We started the show out, and there's no cool the intro music. And the reason for that is Daryl's not here tonight with us. He's actually feeling sick, so it's just me and you tonight.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a different show. Sorry to hear that Daryl's under the weather. Hope he gets to feeling better soon. It's definitely been a very busy week for me. I've been working on getting the flyers set up for some more fundraisers that we're doing with the Pathfinder group, including a potato bacon salad bar that we're doing this Saturday night. Put in a couple of good hours with the train Saturday morning. I even got in some actual engineer time for a change instead of just working on cutting ties and laying track. It's definitely interesting now running that locomotive around the layout that we have so far. It takes about 30 minutes for one round trip. So it's been a pretty good week. How about you?
Well, this weekend we had Thanksgiving with our friends. It was fun. It was a nice day just to hang out and eat some turkey, hang out with some friends, watch a few movies. It was a fairly fun weekend. We almost had an FTF, but I waited until Saturday. I guess it was Friday night that it was published, or Sunday. No, it was published Saturday night, and it was published about 11 o'clock, and I even went and checked and see if my flashlight was working, and then I decided to wait till the morning. And our listener, who's actually in our forum right now, Candy, her and her husband actually went, but you know, they went and found the cache, and congratulations to them. We did hit it then the next day. So really, that was our weekend really was just with the Thanksgiving thing, and then we spent just, it was fun relaxing and hanging out with friends. So really that was about it. And again, I hear that Daryl got sick, so we hope that Daryl is getting better and that he can join us next week. Montu, what about the news?
Well, we've got an interesting article in the news today. Groundspeak released version 1.1.1 of the geocaching app for the iPhone. It is supposed to fix the problem with the login for users with the ampersand in their user ID. It also adds a couple of new features that have been requested through the Groundspeak forums. Andy?
Okay, well, another thing that I want to say in our, I guess it is part of our news, is I want to thank everyone who does support this podcast financially. I know that times are rough right now, and we appreciate your thinking of this podcast. We're trying to work on purchasing some new audio equipment to make this show sound even better for you guys. Be on the lookout for a podcast feed just for the show supporters. It'll be kind of like a podcast geocaching plus thing. There are PayPal links in our homepage if you decide to donate, and that's at geocachingpodcast.info. And we will email you the links and the passwords for the plus feed once that gets up and running. So we do sincerely thank you guys for thinking about this podcast, and if you get any value out of this, we would appreciate your donation. But, you know, if not, we love creating free content for everybody, so don't worry, free content will never stop. We love doing what we do. So with that, let's get on to our topic tonight, geocaching vehicles. I know you're probably thinking, geocaching vehicles, who makes it? Groundspeak? No, it's more along the lines of what makes a great vehicle for caching. And we've got a short list for that, and then we want to talk a little bit about also what our vehicles look like for caching. So if you do want to have to put, if you do have any information as far as what your caching vehicle looks like, give us a call at 724-444-7444, and our TalkCast ID is 7525, and we'll get you on the show today. So what makes a great caching vehicle? Any ideas?
Oh, definitely. You know, it's several factors. One, especially with today's prices on gas, something that is economical on the fuel. Also, depending upon how you like to cache. You know, when we go out just as a family, sometimes we'll take our smaller car, which is a Dodge Neon, which is great when we don't have to worry about too much hiking. If we're going to be, you know, if the wife wants to use her electric chair, though, we'll take the Grand Voyager out because it's the only car capable of handling the wheelchair lift. We'll also take the Voyager out anytime we're going out as a group when we're taking some friends with us, because, of course, the Neon, that can only handle 4-5 people tops. If you want to go 6, 7, 8 people, forget it. You don't want to try and fit that many people into a Dodge Neon. So that's when the van definitely comes in handy.
Yeah, and I would say also, too, one of the things is, if you're going to be caching like in anywhere that it's mountainous or rocky or desert, you're going to need something four-wheel drive. That's a must. If you're going to do any off-road caching, that's a must. One of the other things, too, is lots of plugs for your stuff. Caching obviously takes up a lot of, you've got lots of gadgets, and we're geeks, and we have lots of gadgets, so lots of plugs for your stuff. Cigarette lighters, you know, places where you can plug in the power for your dash-mounted GPS, the place where you can plug in your anything. You may have other things that need power. Like for myself, a power inverter for my laptop. I carry my laptop with me when we're caching, especially if we're going to be gone for a long trip. I have a laptop there that has all sorts of things, like my maps and my maps and the route and the GSAC and things like that. So I got my power inverter for the laptop. And again, a place for a laptop if you have a laptop. Montu, anything else that would be?
Well, definitely, you've definitely hit on some good topics, some good points with the different vehicles. It really all depends upon where you're going to be going, the type of terrain, the number of your party, the type of stuff you got that you're wanting to take with you. That all factors in. Small parties can get by with small vehicles that aren't four-wheel drive if you're not going into that sort of terrain, whereas if you are going into that sort of area, you do need the four-wheel drive vehicles. Really, that's pretty much about sums it up.
I would say, too, that another thing is four-wheel drive is a winch. Someone in our forums here in our chat room said that a winch, definitely if you're doing the off-road caching, this is more stuff that I don't think about because we are in flat Indiana, so I don't think about having all of those, you know, things. One thing is a good dependable vehicle, too, because you don't necessarily want to have a vehicle break down on you when you're caching. Ours, what we have for a caching vehicle is we've got our minivan. It's a minivan, and it's great because it has space, and that comes in handy for us, especially since we're having kids. Since we have kids, not having kids, we're not pregnant. We have kids. It's easy to get them in and out of the vehicle. The nice two sledding doors on the side, they're easy, easy to get them in and out. And it's got lots of space for our backpack, for lunches, places to put a cooler, especially if we're going on a long trip. A cooler is a great thing to have in the back, so you can have no problem getting around to, to lunch. You can just eat there on the road. We've got, it's a great thing for, we have a power inverter and our laptop that we can put right between the two seats in the front. And then that also leaves a room for, on our dashboard, it has a nice little, place that we can put things, sit things. And so if I'm driving, I can sit my laptop in there, or not my laptop, my GPS in there. And so that's really what ours looks like. Ours isn't really, I wouldn't say customized. I know that we've had, there are definitely more customized caching vehicles. Montu, do you have anything special that you put in yours? I think we lost Montu. Or he got muted. Hold on, let me go ahead and unmute him. I'm sorry. I just realized you were muted. I don't know how you got muted, Monte, but you were muted.
No, I lost connection. Our phone line went down for a moment. That's what you get when you go through the cable company.
I guess so. So, anyways, I was just explaining to everybody here what our caching vehicle looks like. And anything special that you guys put into your caching vehicle, any extra stuff you carry, what would be a good vehicle for you to cache with? I know that, especially since your wife's in a wheelchair, I suppose that's easy. You need lots of space, for her wheelchair, and easy accessible for that. Anything else?
Well, really, the minivan really is about it. It's really the perfect fit for us. With our minivan now, the wheelchair lift is actually on the outside, so that's not taking up any of the interior room. We're still able to use the entire interior space for all the people and all the gear, so that comes in real handy for us. But other than that, the minivan really is about the best vehicle we found.
Okay. Now, I anyone else that would like to put in anything as far as what they've got, caching vehicle, 724-444-7444, and our TalkCast ID is 7525. I'm going to go ahead and pick on Geek Boy from Illinois. I have a tendency to do this, but let's Geek Boy, anything that you guys specifically have. I know you guys travel a lot, especially with your dog shows. As far as geocaching, what do you find best for a vehicle, geocaching vehicle?
Well, we actually do drive our minivan more than my pickup truck, but we will use either one. Our minivan, being all-wheel drive, gets great traction and handles real well on mediocre conditions. I've actually driven it down some roads that people question whether or not they drive a four-wheel drive down, but I used to do that more with my old S10 pickup truck than I do with our minivan now.
Okay, anything special that you guys look for as far as accessories, like in your van, would you put in your van? What's a must-have when it comes to caching?
Well, actually, all of our must-haves are because of our dog training and competitions we do, but they do make some nice features for us with the caching. Our current van has an air compressor, so if we have a low tire, we can actually fill the tire with air. It has, I think, four of the accessory jacks so that we can plug in several accessories at the same time. It's got some real nice features in there that are nice to have.
That is definitely a nice thing to have. And when it comes to space, too, I've seen people who also put in like a laptop table. I would like to do that in ours, but I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. But I just have been setting mine right on the floor in between the two seats. And that seemed to work okay. It doesn't shift, but it's a little bit hard to type on. You know, it's very good to have a lot of extra 12-volt outlets. And anything else? Anybody? 724-444-7444. And our TalkCast ID is 7525. Again, this is it's been a kind of a short show. There's not a whole lot going to caching vehicles. Just kind of wanted to get some ideas out there. And if anyone else has any other ideas, 724-444-7444. And again, our TalkCast ID is 7525. We'd love to hear from you. I know, it's great to have plenty of windshield space too, especially if you're going to have navigation thing stuck up there. I know that Daryl and Dree have several GPSs that they put on, between their windows and their handhelds, and lots of space for them. I find it nice too with the van having a big dashboard right there, that if we need to grab the log and bring it into the van real quick and sign it, there's plenty of place to, sit the log, onto the dashboard and be able to write on it and tear the cache apart and everything like that. Yes, it is very, very handy. I appreciate our van. Again, I don't have a four-wheel drive van or a four-wheel drive car because it's not really necessary around here, but I could definitely see where that come into play, especially where you have more hillies or more hills or more mountains, mountainous area. And I'm jealous of all those people who have that, because I really, really would love to catch out in areas like that. So Indiana is pretty flat, as Candy states in our chat room. But if no one else has any input tonight, we're going to go ahead and close our show. Join us every week. We do this Tuesday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the TalkShoe service. You can call us live at 724-444-7444, and our TalkCast ID is 7525. Our show notes and links to all of our past shows can be found at geocachingpodcast.info, and you can call our phone number, our voicemail number is 206-350-3GPS, and you can call us anytime to leave a voicemail. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and we'll do this next week and have a longer show. I apologize, it was a short show, and we didn't have Daryl on, so it's kind of been interesting to kind of manage without Daryl, because we've not done it without him for a while. So thanks, everybody, for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Have a great day.